Hello, and welcome to the Abundant Life Christian Center podcast, where our mission is to see you focused, faithful, fruitful, and fulfilled. We just ask that you listen with an expectation to receive. And stay tuned after this episode to find out how you can further connect with us.
John 4 and 5. Let's go with John. What did I say? All right, let's look at this. So he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of the ground that Jacob gave to his son, Joseph. Next verse, keep going. Look at this. I love this. Now, Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. That verse, keep going. And a woman of Samaria came to draw and drink water. Jesus said to her, give me a drink. All right. Now, you know, those two races usually didn't mix. Watch this. Give me a drink. Watch this. For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Next verse. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Y'all see that, right? And he said, so he's breaking down a wall. All right, next verse. Jesus answered, said to her, if you knew the gift of God, whoa, underline that, y'all. If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. He's like, again, Jesus is all about you recognizing who he is. Do y'all catch that? See, that's what Simon missed, y'all. Simon studied Jesus, but didn't recognize Jesus. And Jesus is telling this girl, if you recognize who I was, you'd have got something different. Are you recognizing who, listen before we go, are you recognizing who Jesus is so that you can get something different than what other people are receiving? Somebody say amen. So a lot of this is about you recognizing who your Savior is and what he brought to the table. See, we're still not recognizing that he is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Who do you, before I leave here, who did you let sit on the throne of your heart? I'm not done. Before I leave, I will show you that every sin is committed through that first commandment. You have to break that first commandment in order to sin. And many of us don't know what that first commandment is. If you knew the gift of God and who he is and what he's asked, give me a drink, you would have. Now, next verse. Man, I got to hustle. The woman said to him, sir, you have nothing. Man, I love this. Sir, you have nothing to draw with. And the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? I don't know. But where you get this living water you talking about? Next verse. Watch this, y'all. This get good. Man, this get good. This better than any sitcom you can watch. You read the Bible, man. You go, man, this better than any movie. You know, Denzel be killing people, but not like this one. Yeah. Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as the sons and his livestock? Keep going quickly because I'm out of time. Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. Look at this. Watch this. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall, whoa, man, this is good, y'all, that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him, They quick on the thing, ain't they? But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. So that water that you have on the inside of you is going to enable you to go give to somebody else, right? It should. Watch this. Keep going. All right. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water that I may not thirst nor come here. She was thinking naturally. Right. She ain't thinking spiritually. He's like, man, I'm trying. See, that's why the Jews to this day can't recognize Jesus, because they thought Jesus was coming a different way. They were looking for a king to deliver them right here, right now, right today, sit on the throne right now. But Jesus said, I'm doing something different. I'm becoming your spiritual king so that your natural abilities and natural things will change. Why? Because you know me spiritually. Y'all see this? When I get him spiritually, it changes my natural. It doesn't mean things don't happen. It just means now I can deal with what happens because, The woman said to him, sir, give me this water. Next verse, quickly. Jesus said to her, go call your, y'all remember this? This is a good part. I tell you this better than any sitcom, right? He said, go call your husband and come here. Now, when he said that, he already knew. He already knew. He said, girl, go call your husband and come here. Next verse. Hey, y'all getting this? All right, watch this real quick. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. I like what Jesus said. Jesus said to her, girl, you know you're talking right. He said, you have well said, I have no husband. Next verse. For you have had five husbands. Whoa. I mean, how many of us want to talk to Jesus on a regular basis? He gonna read your mail. He done read your mail. He read your mail before you rolled up on him. Right. Amen. Can you imagine God going, girl, why are you thinking about that? And then all of a sudden you go, okay, glory to God. You'll get your mind right then, won't you? How about I told you God said, I know your thoughts are far off. Even them nasty ones. See, when you know God knows what you're thinking about, sometimes you'll change what you're thinking about. You'll be like, ah, now, hey, glove. Y'all have had one of those moments I have, and I'm going to be truthful. I've had a moment, I'll go, ah. You know, you go like that to yourself. Ah, hey, loose. That in Jesus' name. Where'd that thought come from? Glory to, amen. Y'all ain't never had that? Where you had to, you rebuke a thought. You're like, where'd that thought come from? That ain't from God. Okay, y'all, that's what tickled me about you, Simons. For you, I ain't scared. Bernie Mac used to say that. He said it different than I would. Amen. He was born the same day I was, so I guess we say the same stuff a little bit. For you have the five husbands and the one whom you... I'm not taking back what I just said. Some of you are Simons, and you're sitting here like you're sitting here like you never did anything wrong.
Come on now.
You become a Pharisee, and you think you can look down on other people. And see, and that's why a lot of times we're not sharing the gospel is because we think we're better than everybody else. But you're just one step away. You, if without the grace of God, you too would have found yourself in a place that you couldn't recover out of. And then you sit here with a pugness, or you watch me on a screen with a pugness, and some of you sit in your little seats at your home, and you think you're giving God glory by sitting in your home when He still told you to get your butt up. Out, you should be in somebody's place making a difference for the glory and the honor of God. You don't have a right. He died so you wouldn't have to sit home, and you still sit. Amen. Somebody needs to deal with us on the level that we're at. You Pharisee, call you out. Your religiosity is blocking the power of God. Why? Because you have made it an idol. You made so many idols. That's the one I was trying to get to all day. You put so many things in front of God, and you think God is pleased with you, even though you place husband, you place jobs, you place hobbies, you place players, you place football teams, you put all these houses, cars, money in front of God, and you still think He's not jealous. You think He's all right with what you got. You put this guy, this girl, him, you put your family in front of God. And you thought God was okay with you putting your family in front of Him. That's your first mistake. You can't serve God unless you give them to God. Are you recognizing what I said? But you got to get revelation of this. You said everybody's got an idol. If you're not careful, you got one. You can make church an idol. Because it becomes you. You want to become here rather than serve. You want rather than receive from him. You make it being here the main thing rather than being in him the main thing. Oh, I ain't here to be a friend. You know what I got released from? Your feelings and what you thought. I released that. Who gonna be with you? Gonna be with you. Everybody don't want to grow, and I'm okay with it. And everybody grows at a different rate than everybody else. I can't expect you to be like her, because depending on how you hear, that's why I 36 you and 100-fold. And notice, there are going to be people who receive on those levels, and there are going to be people who don't receive. I ain't trying to chill with those who ain't really receiving. Amen. Why? Because there's something you don't believe about God. And he's, whoo, this is strong stuff. And it's strong. Glory to God. Look what he said. Man, this is good. I know y'all going to get mad at me, but you. And the one whom you know have is not your husband, but that you spoke truly. Let's keep going quickly so I can show them this. The woman said, sir, I love this part. Y'all love this part in the sitcom? The woman said, sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. Why is she saying you're a prophet? Because he read her mail. How you know I had five husbands? And how you know the one I got right now ain't mine? You know, and so she's like, whoa, Lord. Then Jesus started talking to her. He said, our fathers worshiped on this mountain. And you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship. Or she's saying this. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. Did you hear this? You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Watch this. Let's keep going. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true will worship the Father. In what?
Spirit.
For the Father. And see, and that starts with that girl being like that sinner. That starts being in Simon's house, being at the feet of Jesus. That's where it starts at. Somebody say amen. Amen. We'll worship the Father in the Spirit and the truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. Next verse. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in what? Truth, not a lie. Next verse. The woman said to him, I know the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, she didn't recognize. She's, look. When he comes, he will tell us all things. But wait a minute, y'all hear what she said? And Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. Let's stop playing. So Jesus is saying, let me make sure you know who you're talking to. I'm he. Now what you going to do with that? Now watch this. And at that point, his disciples came and they marveled that he talked with a woman. Yet no one said, what do you seek? Or why are you talking with her? Next verse, the woman then left her water pot. Oh, Lord. So when change comes, do y'all see this? See, when you've been changed, you don't keep it to yourself. When you've had a true meeting with the Master, that's how I know you ain't touching nobody. Why you say, Pastor, why ain't nobody here? Because of me. Because maybe you ain't got touched. You thought I wasn't going to say it, but I said it. Because when that woman had an encounter, and I'm talking about encounter with the one, when you have an encounter with the one, you can't keep your mouth closed. Somebody has to know about him because of you. Did you hear what I just said? Somebody, no, listen, look at me, and I'm not going to take it back. Somebody should know about him because of you. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
Somebody should know about him. Come on, say it behind me. Someone should know about him because of me.
Yes.
Come on, say it again. Somebody should know about him because about me.
That's right.
They're going to know because of me. And it's not so much me saying something. Sometimes a lot of it is the way I'm going to live now. I'm going to live to represent him rather. See, because sometimes my lips don't mimic my walk. So my walk has to, I got to get my walk in a way where people can look on God. It's not saying I do everything right and I'm perfect in every way, but you're going to see when, if I did miss it, you're going to see a bit, you're going to see me come back hard, giving glory to honor to God. Somebody say amen, because none of us are perfect, meaning we're going to do everything right. That's a lie. And the church sometimes live in a facade that everybody does everything right. They don't. That's the purpose of grace, and that's the purpose of the blood. But you shouldn't live in unrighteousness. Can I get a witness? Holiness should be your all. Look at your neighbor and say, holiness should be my wall. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, come on, come see. Everybody say that. Come see a man, who told me all things, that I ever did. Could this be, the Christ? When you know him, you got to go tell somebody about him. Look at your neighbor and say, I know that's right.
I know that's right.
Say, I know him. And I'm going to stop
keeping this good thing
to myself. Write this down before I go. Amen. Because God wants to get us to a place where he's disciplining us. I'll give you this and then we'll pick up next week. God wants to get to a place where you and I are becoming disciplined in the things of God. In the things of God. Our spiritual lives and even our professional lives, and whether they're sports and hobby, really require discipline, and they really require, how do I put it? They require chastening or a challenging to be better. Amen. Write this down and I'll give you a scripture and then we'll go home. Chastening is designed to teach the believer how to live under God's rule in a world that is opposed to Christ. The whole purpose of God chastening me is to get me to understand his purpose and his plan for my life. Why? Because without chastening, we allow things in our life that are not godly. Amen. Discipline, write this down, discipline exposes every idol that is in my life. Discipline will expose, and the chastening of the Lord will expose every idol in my life. Chastening's whole point, and you can write these down real quick before we go, before I give you the scripture. Chastening's whole purpose is to teach me how to be obedient to the word of God and to God himself. Chastening's point is to teach me how to be obedient to God. It also teaches me how to trust God. I want to get to a place where I'm trusting God. And chastening also will teach me how to bring my behavior under control. My behavior will change now because of the chastening that God brings to me. Turn with me to Hebrews. Turn with me to Hebrews. I'm going to leave you here and we'll pick up next week and you'll see this idol thing really show you exactly what God really wants you to see, because sometimes we're putting stuff, anything that we put in the place of God has become an idol. Anything that becomes so emotional where it controls you and God don't control you has become an idol. Anything that is in the place of your heart that God needs to be is an idol. And you cannot allow anything else in your heart but God. That's why Colossians 2 and 10 tells us that we are complete in Him. Anything that we add to it, we have messed it up. Anything other than God, anything that takes your attention away from God, anything that takes your attention away, that takes your time, that takes a lot of your time, your talent, and takes a lot of that treasure, those three things work together. A lot of that really culminates into pushing you away from God. Anything that God is not the main point of and the center focus of becomes a problem in your life. And God is always chastening us to get us to be like Him. Here's the last scripture, Hebrews 12:6. Hebrews 12:6 says, "For whom the Lord loves, He chastens. And He scourges every son whom He receives." Y'all see this before we leave? Real quick. Let's read it. Keep reading. Next verse, because they got to go. If you endure chastening, right there. If you what?
Endure.
Chastening. God deals with you as with? For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? See, a little bit of what we got today was a little chastening. But it's okay. Because God loves us. Amen. The only ones that get offended are those who took it in their flesh. You took it in your flesh and you went carnal. When you go carnal, you can't. Amen. You're going to miss. As with sons, for sons is there whom a father does not chasten. How many of y'all, now just the men. How many of y'all fathers? How many of y'all have sons or kids, daughters? You have children. How many of y'all ever chasing your daughter? How many of y'all ever chasing your kid? You don't let your kid grow up and be bad. If you really love your kids and see if you really love, and God says He really loves us, He's going to chase it. We don't. Can I say this? In this gospel, we don't do everything right. And God chastens us. When He chastens us, I'm going to show you next week because I don't have time today. He chastens us by His word. And He shows us, He prunes us. He showed us that in John 15, that He prunes us and He uses the word to do that. And look what He says real quick. God deals with us as sons. Next verse real quick because we got to go. But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. God's trying to get us to a place where we see we're poor in spirit and we need Him. Amen? Not just one day. We need Him every day. Like I told you, God showed me the other night. I wish I could have got all the way there. He showed me the other night, boy, you made that an idol quick. And He was like, and it got so bad. Can I tell you, it got so bad. Y'all gifted me with something. And it got so bad that I was about to give away the thing that you gifted me because I said, it's a part. He said, because God told me, if you cannot break this idol from your heart, you can't wear anything pertaining to it, or you can't have anything that pertains to it because it has a hold on you. You got to break. He said, because I got to be one. You forgot that God is still a jealous God. Chastening is to identify parts of me that are not like Him. And one of the major parts that gets into me is idol worship. I'm talking about the believers now. When I say gets in me, I'm talking about us, the idol worship. It'll get more defined for you next week. Then you are illegitimate. Real quick before we go home, 9th verse, and we're out of time. Furthermore, we have human fathers who corrected us, and we pay them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? They didn't want me to stop. I was ready to go. Next verse. For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but He for our... No. Say that. But what? He for our... That we may be... So the whole purpose of He doing this, you profiting from this. Look at your neighbor and say, I am
profiting
from being chastened. I'm going to be better for being chastened. 11, first, did we go to 11?
11?
Oh, the bride's telling me go to 11. Glory to God. She's like, 11. Fingernail all the way over here. 11. The other day, glory to God. Oh, I got to go. I got to stay focused because she was working with me the other day. And I was like, stop. Nah. I was like, glory to God. Next verse. Now, no chastening. Come on. Y'all ready? Before we go home. No chastening seems to be joyful for the present. Right now, it don't feel good. Pastor called a bunch of assignments. Who does he think he is to tell me who I'm God's representative? And I say what the Spirit of God told me to say, Simon. I hope it gets you mad enough to change the Simon moniker to sinner. Because when we looked in Luke, we found that Simon was outside the will of God, didn't recognize God. But the sinner woman, the woman called sinner, she recognized God. She recognized her brokenness and go, the only one that can repair this brokenness, I'm going to sit at his feet. I hope you see yourself before you leave here as that sinner girl and sit at the feet of Jesus. And then I've done my job. Amen. Afterwards, it yields. Watch this. But painful. Look at this. But painful. How many of y'all know chastening is
painful?
But nevertheless, come on, say it with me before we go. Afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Amen and amen. Give God the glory.
Thank you for joining us for this episode. We pray that you received a life-changing word today. And remember, you can stay connected with us via text by texting ALCC to 302-204-9040. And go ahead and like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram and subscribe to our YouTube, Spotify, and podcast channels. Now, if you would like to sow into the ministry, you may do so online at ALCC1.org or by texting ALCC and the dollar amount to 84321. And remember, Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is Lord.